Russian police have briefly detained opposition leaders and dozens of other activists at a rally against President Vladimir Putin in Moscow. Regional correspondent Stefan Bost reports.
A policeman telling demonstrators to walk to the metro station instead, making clear their protest is illegal. Despite a heavy police presence, some 3,000 opposition supporters braved freezing temperatures to demonstrate in front of the Moscow headquarters of the Federal Security Service, FSB, against the perceived autocratic president Vladimir Putin. Demonstrators also marked the first anniversary of the outbreak of mass protests against Putin, who was prime minister at the time. However, police soon intervened and arrested some 40 people. Among those detained were prominent blogger and activist Alexei Navalny and fellow opposition leaders Ilya Yashin, Ksenia Sobchak and left front head Sergei Utalsov. Navalny later said on his Twitter website that he and the other opposition leaders had been released without charge. The latest tensions came amid international concerns about a perceived crackdown on opposition activists. However, President Putin has warned against foreign meddling in Russian politics. In his first State of the Nation speech earlier this week, since returning for a new six-year term in the Kremlin in May, he condemned direct or indirect intervention in Russian politics and said Russians receiving money from abroad should be barred from politics. Criticizing Russia's government can be dangerous for both the opposition and journalists. On Friday, former policeman Dmitry Pavlichenkov was sentenced to 11 years for arranging the murder of Russian investigative journalist and Kremlin critic Anna Politkovskaya. Politkovskaya was found shot dead in a lift at her block of flats in Moscow in 2006. Pavlichenkov struck a plea bargain in court admitting his guilt, but without having to testify. But the family of Politkovskaya has argued that without Pavlichenkov's testimony, they will never know who was behind her killing. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.